a little bit on Daf Gimel Aleph. You see, we're focusing the bulk of the week on Man Haytana. You did a little bit yesterday from Rabban Huda Atzvach and Luchach Mitocho. I wanted to focus on Gimel Aleph. Most of the time, we'll try to focus on the inyan of the Tosis Chadasi Bal Maro Pasalei, just to try to get clear the issue in Tosis and how it relates to, let's say, Rashi's Mahalach in the Sugya, how Rashi understood the issue of the Gemara's Kasha, what is Tosis referring to, Rab and Rava, what are the moving parts within Tosis that Tosis cheshbens out as far as what the Gemara means when the Gemara says before answering Medik Daik that if the Baal will come after Bifanai, so it's going to come out of Chumrah. That's the issue that we'll discuss. And then if we have time, we'll try to move down the Amud as well. But the Gemara continues Rabba and Rava, and as far as the issue of Bifanai Nichtav, the Chlufei, the Rava, and the issue of Yadati or Yadanu. So that will be for today, okay? Okay, let's begin to frame the issue here. So we have the Gemara's, we're not going to do every aspect of every Nekuda within the Shaka V'Tari, but basically to have clear, the Gemara runs through both with Lefi Rabba and Lefi Rava, how is it that you can believe one Shliach, one aid for what we have to deal with? We have to deal with Lishma for Rabba, and for Rava, we have to deal with the possibility of the Baal be Ma'ar, and she's not going to have any solution of Kiyum, so we need to let the Shliach come and testify that's not Mizuyif. So we have a takana of the Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam, that the Shliach has to assert for Rava that it's Lishma, for Rava that it's not Mizuyif. So Gemara asks, and again, within Rava, it's for Rashi, it's Achshash that we have of Lishma, Banu Da Atzvach, that it might be a situation of Dilma Ashkach Kasav Omeid. For Rava, it's the issue of the Baal being Ma'ar, and it's going to be a promise that she has no kiyum. Both within Rava and within Rava, we have a repeat of the Shaka V'Tarya. That the Gemara says that Mishum Iguna Kilba Rabbanan, that the Chachamim were the ones who require that there be some verification for Rabba of the Lishma, for Rava for Kiyum. But then Mishum Iguna Kilba Rabbanan, the Chachamim say will suffice with one aid. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, both Lerabba and Lerava. The Kasha appears twice on Amin Aleph Gemara Aleph, that this Kula leads to a Chumrah. You have a kula, but the kula is going to backfire because what's going to be afterwards? Now you have the shliach, you want to believe him, Mishmuguna Kilba Rabbanan, but what will be if the Baal comes later and he's ma'arer? Upasile. So if it would be chatrei, if you would require to not make this leniency of one shliach, of one aid, then the Baal won't be able to do anything. He can come against two. But if it's one, then you have the Baal be ma'arer upasile. That's a kasha the Gemara asks within Rava. So we have a problem, the Baal's bin Ma'ar, it's going to lead to a Chumrah, and then the same kasha within Rava. And the Gemara gives the identical teretz. What's the teretz? That since the Shliach has the requirement to declare that he does what he says with Fanai in the presence of two or three, therefore, Medek Daik. It's Medek Daik, therefore, Gosserui Nafshei, which means, first and foremost, that the Baal won't come because the Shliach does his homework and does his research and makes sure the Baal is not going to come and try to make some kind of an ear or claim. And even if he comes, it would seem that he's not believed either. That's the Maskana Sagemar. Now, within that Kasha the Gemara, if we freeze that frame of the Gemara, which appears again within Rabba and within Rava, we have to deal with this more in a more focused way. What is the nature of this problem that the Gemara is assuming, the Maksha is assuming, that even after Bifanei Nechmei Nechtam was stated by the Shliach, and we want to be lenient and allow him to be accepted, even though he's not too aiden, but nevertheless, the Baal can make problems later on by being Ma'ar. What is the nature of that problem? So before we even open up Tosis, what did Rashi say? Now, Rashi only commented on the first time. And presumably, you would say it's the same thing the second time, but we have to see. What's Rashi's take on the Gemara's Kasha? Everyone knows and asleep already, right? What does Rashi say? What's the problem with the Baal being Ma'ar Upasalei? Uki Chad Labahadicha. In other words, you have one aid, and now you have another aid, and one aid contradicts the other aid, counteracts the other aid, and therefore you lost your nemanis of the aid achad of the Shliach. So, a couple of things that emerge from just the tight words of Rashi. Chad, bahadi chad, means that the first one is a chad and the second one is a chad. So here's a Pnei Yeshua, Zeroes, and on Rashi. The first one being achad is a chidush, because we could have said that by being believed, and he has, you might say, the status of shnayim. And this goes a little bit into the issue of the previous gemara. When you say eidach anem b'isurin, so in general, what does that mean? Does that bring with it an emunas kishnayim or not? What happens when it comes afterwards, an eidach? So l'maisa, the gemara is going through the hoops of eidach anem b'isurin, and the gemara ends up saying that you can't say that because it's a chazik isura and it's davar she'be'erva, but then the gemara says, but really it's rabbi kinhein and stam sef migmigmi, rabban huda atzvach. So in a way, we could be back to the eidach anem b'isurin. We've taken care of the kasha that we had before of davar she'be'erva and so on. So it seems that Rashi, by calling him a chad, sounds like you don't give him the nemanus kishnayim, he's only chad. On the other side, the chad that's coming now is only a chad. It doesn't say there's any special din of the Baal being ma'ar kishnayim, and that's the Biskur Rav's question, also part of the Peneshua's issue. The Gemara later says that the era of the Mishnah at the end is like shnayim. In other words, the Baal is considered to be orin, he's considered like shnayim, the special nemanus, the Baal can be ma'ar. So where's Rashi only called him a chad? But Rashi seems to say it's only about a halacha of eidachad against an eidachad. This is Rashi. Now, how does this... This is what got me the first part of the Gemara. Now, if Rashi says it the first time, doesn't say anything a second time, you would assume that would be the same cheshbon the second time. But the Gemara asked the kasha of Kli Rava, so chad and gavi chad is the same idea, that it's chad, he's not believed like shnayim, the first date, and the Baal is nothing special either. Which is a chora problem in the Biskur Rav. The Biskur Rav assumed that Rashi only meant chad l'bahadi chad on Rav. Why? Because what did the Biskur Rav famous yisod, just bring this on the side, famous yisod, that the halacha of Orin, of the Baal, the special status of the Baal to Ma'arer, is not based on the principle that yisod that he's a baldover. Why is he not a baldover? Because the woman's head in the sun, it's not about him. It doesn't affect it. It's not like a person saying the shtar's mitzvah, if you can't say that I owe money. Nothing to do with him. This whether she can be married or not. So we wanted to say a little bit differently. We wanted to explain why he is a Baal Dover. Biskur Rav assumed it's not that way. It's a separate din of a Baal Ashtar. He has a right to say this shtar is kosher, it's not kosher, it's pasul, it's mitzvah, whatever. But the Biskur Rav learns that that's specific to what type of a taina. Understand that it's Zuyif. Because the Biskur Rav's Yesod about Shelo Lishma, as we said, is not a chesaron in the shtar be'esem, in the raya shebo. It's in the aspect of the koach hagerishin. It's in the gerishin. A gerishin cannot be resulting from a gerish, from a get that was Shelo Lishma. But it's not mitzad hilchas shtar. It's not, that's why the be'esem, theoretically, the raya is not affected by the fact that Shelo Lishma. That has to do with, again, we discussed earlier in the week, Mitzvah Mitochel issue. Because usually it's not nafkamina. If it can't serve as a gerishin, you're not going to have a raya because you have no gerishin to have a raya on. But in theory, you could have that issue come up in Mitzvah Mitochel, where technically the issue is affecting the gerishin and not the raya. So Biskur Rav assumed that the Shelo Lishma is not going to be within the purview of the Baal Ashtar's chus to be ma'ar on the Koach Ashtar. The shtar be'etzem as a shtar to serve as evidence of the gerishin is not diminished by Shelo Lishma. And therefore, says the Biskur Rav, Rashi can say it's only a chad going on his kasha. Why is the Baal only chad? Because mitzad, the special din of Baal, being ma'ar, mitzad Baal Ashtar, he has no special status in this regard. So it's only going to be an eidachad. So it's only chad, not bari chad. But what implicit in the Biskur Rav is that when you get to Rava, when the Gemara has the same kasha later of Asi Baal Mar Pasulei, it's going to be not chad, bari chad, it's going to be the koach of the Baal Ashtar. Which is a shtickle dochik, because Rashi didn't say anything later, so presumably it's the same cheshbon as before. But that's where the chips are going to fall, according to the Biskur Rav. This is more or less bekitzer, what comes out of Rashi. Okay, questions so far? Now, let's shift gears and learn how Tosus understood this subject. Tosus presents the issue within the idea of Laz. Tosus could not, by the way, it's not even on the radar of Tosus, that the Gemara means in the Maksha asking that it's going to create a real issue of negating the Shliach's Eidus of an Eidach or Bifanai that's Chadal Avichad. Tosus didn't even have that on his radar. The issue in Tosus is one word. What is that word? Laz. What's the Shaila in Tosus within Laz? does Laz do what? Pasu or does it not pasu? But all that's going to result from the Baal's coming to be Ma'arer after the Shiach says Bifanai is a resulting Laz which may disqualify the get, and pasulei means literally pasulei mamish, or create bad name of the get, which doesn't pasul, but we don't want it to happen. That's the whole issue that Tosis is going to be discussing. So even before we get to what Tosis discusses, where does that leave Tosis vis-a-vis Rashi? What would we therefore try to conclude from Tosis? It's not Chadid Badi Chadwana. Why is it only about Laz? What happened to Rashi's word? So what do you see apparently in Tosis? What would be our natural response? Why didn't Tosis even consider Rashi's approach? Because the Eid is led too. And that gets us back to the question of what Eidach and Nebisurin, and is it Kishnayim? And Tosis apparently holds that in that regard, even before we got to Medek Daik, right? Even before the Gemara gives the Teretz. Because when the Gemara gives the Teretz at the end, so even according to Rashi, you're giving him an Amanas like Shnayim against the Baal. That's the whole Teretz of the Gemara. Medek Daik, he has this extra super Amanas. But at this point in the Gemara, Tosis is already embracing the status of the aid of the Bifanai to be like Shnayim. Therefore, the only issue, the only fallout that can come from this Baal's error is an issue of Laz. Again, and that takes us back maybe to the question of Eidach and Bisurin, possibly whether he's Kishnayim or not, or at the very least in this case, maybe Eidach and Bisurin might be different, but at least in this regard, in our frame that we're talking about, this Bifanai, even before Medek Daik is brought onto the scene, we already know that the Igun and Kibbar Bana gives him an Emes Kishnayim. Therefore, the only kash the Gemara was, it's going to lead to a chumrah. In what regard? That there'll be a laz. Oh, so now, Tosis discusses the implications of a laz. In the backdrop of what we're going to now read in Tosis, we have to ask ourselves, which part of the Gemara is Tosis discussing? Because a number of issues are going to be brought in from Tosis, including the last line of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah says what? Mieshalav Orin is kind b'choslav. That's the case of maybe get there. Eretz Yisrael. What does Orin mean in the Mishnah? Pshuto, and Rashi himself says that on Mishnah. What's the era we're talking about? Mezuyif. So keep that in the back of your minds. Now, with that in mind, Tosis could fit where it's positioned on the daf. It could fit either on Rava or in Rava. So it's a little bit ambiguous. You don't know which part of the Gemara is Tosis discussing. Okay, let's see where it takes us. The Tosis goes with one mahalach of Yesh Lefarish. The words of the Gemara Pasalei means Pasalei Mamish. And what's Pshat? The Gemara is asking that it's going to lead to a Chumrah, that now you have the Shliach Bineman, granted Kishnayim, but what's going to happen now? The Baal is going to be Ma'arer. Again, let's talk Shalolishma now. Let's talk about Rabba for a second. Rabba would be Mizuy. If he's going to be Ma'arer, Upasalei, he's going to create a bad name for the get. And if the get gets a bad name, then a get that has a Laz on it becomes a disqualified get. That's the beginning of Tosis. Pasalei Mamish. Okay. So Tosis has a question on that assumption. The first position of Tosis, that the Laz will pasul the get, asks Tosis, so then what did the Bifanai accomplish? Now, what was Tosis' kasha in effect? Because what's the point of the Bifanai? To stop Laz. What did Tosis say? Yesterday's Chazara Shir. What's the issue in Tosis? What's the purpose of, I mean, this is for sure for Rav. Rav already is true anyway, but what's the purpose of the Bifanai? That there shouldn't be an Ira Baal to say that it was written L'Islamed V'lechtim L'Avedim. That was Tosis at the end of the Tosis Rabbanu Da'atzvach. For Rav, it's certainly that. For Rav, it's the Baal is going to be Ma'ar, that's Mezuyah. But they want to stop the Ira Baal. And meanwhile, what are you saying? As a result of the Bifanai, so Mishmar Kibbar Abana, what's going to be? The Baal is going to be Ma'aru Pasalei Mamish, right? So then, Bacha, what was the point? What did you accomplish? The Gemara's Kasha is, it's going to lead to a Chumra. I mean, you accomplish something, but this Kula has a downside to it, right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So it's asking a more fundamental question. Not that this Kula has something that's going to result in a Chumra, so why go down the path of a Kula that's going to lead to a Chumra? Haikul Chumra. So it's, but what did you accomplish? You wanted to prevent the Baal being Ma'arer, and what are you accomplishing is going to be Ma'arer anyway, and to be a Laz. So either way, you're going to have a problem of a psul. Would this Kasha have been a Kasha for Rashi? So let's go one by one. According to Rabbah, would this be a kasha for Rashi? That what have we accomplished? The Gemara is asking, there'll be an achad u'gabadichad. Take Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. So then what do we accomplish? Not just haikul chumru, what do we accomplish? That kasha for Rashi? For Rabbah?
Why not?
No, why not? Because what did it accomplish?
We had our
chashash. Rashi, Rabbanu da'atzuch means we are suspicious. Maybe there's some situation of Rosh ben Shimon who found another get with the same name. So good. So comes the aid, and we're maimin him. Agun mishmaginu ki Rabbanan, believe him like one, whatever, but we believe him, and we know that that didn't happen. We now have clarity for ourselves. So we accomplished. Ask the Gemara, kasha from another angle. Yeah, but the kula of relying on one aid for it is going to backfire because there will be a situation of chad gabi chad if the baal's ma'ar. But this kasha wouldn't get off the ground for Rashi. Again, but we're just tracking the cheshbonos. But for Tosfos is different. For Tosfos, the issue was not about our chash of shelo lishma, let's say for Rabbah. The issue has to do with that we want to prevent the baal being ma'arer and say there was some story that the sofer of Islamic, we have the mu'avedim. So the Gemara is asking, it's going to lead to a chumah. Tostos is separate from that. What have we accomplished? The Baal can come afterwards the same way they come before we made the takana. So what did you accomplish at all? So for Tostos, the kasha is really relevant. For Rashi, it would not be. Where would it be kasha for Rashi as well? According to Rav. According to Rava, the issue has to do with the Baal being Ma'ar and Nizuyah. So the Gemara's kasha of Haiku Chumrahu, fine, but more than that, what do we accomplish? So there, Rashi wants us to deal with this question. So I want to come back to this question. I have a very geshmak of yishuv on this, that for Rashi's chad u'gabadichad, it's not really a kasha either. But let's hold the kasha. For now, the kasha of Tosfos is not shver for Rashi l'fi Rabbah, because we've accomplished that we know that it's not shelo lishma, but for Rav it sounds like it is a kash. Okay, let's see where this takes us. So Tosfos says, Yeshulomer, the Sarka Daitach, that it helps the rope pa'amim, he won't come. So that's already a gain. The gain is he won't come. He figures they won't take his life seriously. But Umaisa, if he would come, it would create a psul and a get because of love. This is what Tosfos is holding right now. Now Tosfos says a step beyond, something else that comes into the mix, and this is going to take us for a double take because of the question of are we holding Rabbah or Rabbah, which Tosfos didn't tell us explicitly. Tosfos says, according to this position that I just learned pshat in the Gemara, upasalei means pasalei manish mishum laz. And this is what the Maksha is holding right now. The Maksha is holding that laz could come and paso, and the benefit of the funny was only that he probably won't come, but if he comes, he'll create a psul of laz. If this is true, then when we read the last line of the Mishnah, Im Yesh Alavarin Skayim B'Choismav, you should realize that line of the Mishnah is not just limited to the case of maybe Ged, the Eretz Yisrael, but it's also true after Befanai, in the ratio of the Mishnah too. The Shliach said Befanai. What did it accomplish, we just said? What did it accomplish? Lo Pa'amim, Lo Yavo. But Lushmaisa in Yeshua of Orin is kind of chosma. You could take that, copy and paste it in the Reish. So says Tosfos right now within this first Mahalach that Laz passes. Now, what's our issue? What's the Mashal? What's the Maram's problem with this line of Tosfos? If Tosfos was dealing here within Rabbah, then what's Tosfos talking different language? Bring the Sefer into the Reisha. What's the issue of Oren in the Sefer? Mizuyev. What has Tosfos been discussing? That the Baal could be Ma'arer and say Shelo Lishma even after the Funai. So what does it do with the Sefer of the Mishnah? Yizkayim B'chosmav means you take care of Mizuyev by being Mekayim B'shtar. If you're talking about an ear of Shelo Lishma, That's what could happen right now with the Baal Kedimah Shelo Lishma. So what's that to do with the Kayim B'Chosma? What are you fixing? How are you fixing that ear of Shelo Lishma? How can it go back on the Reish? Right, so the Maram learns that we misunderstood Tosfos so long. Tosfos was discussing Rava. The Laz of the Baal is a lazar of Mizuyas, it will pass the get. And if so, we have the same Yeshua of Orin that could create, that could exist in the Resha, and then you need to stop the laz that passes the get through Kiyom, and that's what Tosfos is referring to. Yeah, that's the Mara. From the Tosa Rush, it's clear that Tosfos was speaking within Rabba. And from the Mashah that will soon speak out, the Negea Dari, in the end of the Tosis, it also is clear that the Mashah understood Tosis is going with the Rabba. So then, how do you read this line of Tosis? The issue of Orin goes on the Resha. How could that speak to the Resha? You're talking about Orin of Shalom Ishma. Tosis discussing an era of Shalom Ishma going on the Resha. The issue of Orin is kind of a chosma of what's going on. Okay, so what did we do with this? What did we have to say? If you want to navigate this Tosis, the Tosis is speaking within Rabba, how could Tosis say that this is going on the Resha? Yeshua of Oren is going on the Resha. Well, one way to wiggle out, I think this is maybe the Mamshif. So Oren will have to mean what? Oren Shlo Shema. What's this kind of Chosma mean? Not what we think it means. What does it mean? Prove that's Shema. Okay, not exactly what the words sound like. We wouldn't like, I mean, it's not Pashim Shad at all. Rashi himself, when it's Orin is Shlowish, but the emesis, we can ask a question within Rabbah himself. I mean, Lemaisa, what if the Baal's Ma'arer on Shlowish Shema? Like, what about that? No, what did we bring in on this? What did we suggest? What could help us here? Yeah.
We had the word of Chassam Sofer
already being in the air. Oh, the Chassam Sofer said, wait, let's go slow. The Chassam Sofer said that the nemanus of the Baal to say Shalom Ishma would be only because of Amigo of Mizuyah. So maybe Orin means Shalom Ishma also. But why is Kaim B'chosma of help? Because if you take away the possibility of the Tainas Mizuyah, then you've erased the possibility of the Migu. Now, could that help us here or would it not help us over here? The Chassam Sofer was talking about an era of Shalom Ishma. In what locality? In what Medigad the Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, the Old Bekiyin. So why would you be able to Ma'ar Shalom Ishma in Eretz Yisrael? Only because of Migo Mizuyif. What Tosis is telling us is you could take this line and put it in the Resha. Now, if you put it in the Resha, we're talking about Medigad the Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, if you said Shalom Ishma, do you need a Migo? Presumably not. So the Chassam Sofer won't help us. Let me repeat. Daniel wants to say that Chassam Sofer wanted to learn in the Mishnah. Yeshu of Oren can include, like, the Rambam is Mashan Pirsha Mishnah, it's not just Mizuyif, other types of psulim, including Shalom Ishma. Aye, how can it say it's Kaim? It sounds like Kiyum helps. The answer is the tying of Shalom Ishma and whatever other Irurim are only because of a Migu of Mizuyif. So if you take care of that they couldn't say Mizuyif, there would be no longer a tying of Shalom Ishma either. But that's only in Eretz Yisrael where people became Ishma. But the Chutz Arts, Chayyim should be Neman on its own merits. So that won't help. So what else could we perhaps say? Yeah, Gabriel? Oh, good, good. So Torah's Gittin, which was really his Machaven to the Ran, so he said something very interesting within Rava. Because his kasha had to do with the Gemara giving three nafkaminas between Rava and Rava, Yu Beitrei, right? Osa Medina, Din Sayam, Din Eretz Yisrael, and not mention a fourth nafkamina, the following. According to Rava, once you have the Fanai, the Baal can't be Ma'ar, that's Mizuyif. Because that's what the Fanai is. It's testifying that it's not forged. According to Rava, the Nemanus of the Fanai is about Lishma. So still, what if the Baal says it's Mizuyif? So seemingly, according to Rava, there'd be a need for Kiyum. Because the Fanai has nothing to do with Rava's reason. But yet the Gemara doesn't say Nafkamina, simply Nafkamina. What would be if the Baal is Ma'ar or Mizuyif later on? So he proves from that, and so does the Ran later, that according to Rava, even though the Tama Takana of the Fanai is not because of reason of Rava, but once we are believing the Shliach on Lishma, what else are we believing the Shliach Agabe? What? That's not Mizuyif, that you don't need Kiyum. If the Baal's Ma'ara Mizuyif, you won't be believed. Chiddush. So it comes that the demonis of the Shliach Tefaneh for Rabbah will also accomplish for Rabbah what it accomplished for Rabbah as well. So now let's go back to Tosis. Now we have what to say. So the demonis, to the extent that the Tefaneh works for Rabbah for his issue, It works for the Mitzvah issue as well. The corollary of that, to the extent that it wouldn't work for Rabbah's concern with Shema, it won't work for the Mitzvah Taina, right? So now Tosfos is making Shema. This Tosfos says, if you're telling me at this point in the Gemara, freeze the frame of the Gemara, that even after the Fanai, the Baal would come and be Ma'ar and say it's Mizuyev, it'll create a laz. And what would the laz do? It'll pass the get. Says Tosis, if that's the case, if you have, and that, let's see Tosis talking with the Rav. So what's the laz? What's the time of the Baal? Shelo Lishma. Granted. But we're not holding. Tosis is going with the Rav. If that's the case, what would happen if the Baal would say Mizuyev after the Shiach said Bifanai in the Reisha? So why would Bifanai hold its ground against the Tanis Mizuyev according to Rabbah? Why? Torah Gittin says, because whatever Bifanai can do, Rabbi Lishma, that strength that it has, Neged, Shelo Lishma, Irur, is going to also extend Keneged, a Tanis Mizuyev, right? But if you're telling me if the Baal's in the Ar Shelo Lishma after Bifanai, what would happen? It would be a laz. What would the laz do? Pass it again. So what would be if the Baal would be ma'arer, that is mizuyif, after the fanai? It would create a laz, pass it again. It can't be better than what it would be for lishma. It's whatever is lishma, it will be able to extend to mizuyif. So in chutz la'aretz, in Medina Sayyam, in Yeshua Vorin, what's going to be necessary? What do you have to do? This is perfect. Beautiful. According to Reskin, this is beautiful. We don't have to say that Maram Tosfos is going within Rabbah. No, Tosfos is going within Rabbah. But according to Rabbah, the era of Mizuyev will be preempted by a Bifanai. Because once you're miming the Shriach, that's Lishma, then you accept everything that the get is totally kosher. That's the Chiddush of Torah's get. But if you tell me that Baal could still be Ma'ar and Shalom Lishma, create a Laz and pass with the get, so then, after Bifanai, the Bifanai is not going to help against an era Baal of Elaz of Lashalo Lishma. So who are then if the Baal says it's Mizuyah, if it's going to have the same problem that if it's Bimar Shalo Lishma? So he's kind of a chosef, you have no choice but to make kind of get to contradict the Laz. So Tosis is saying, plain and simple, that according to what I just told you, that Laz Pasos, you're going to have to say that Laz on the Mishnah, in fact, goes on the Reisha too. This is what we're holding now, Tosis. Now, let's go back a second before we go to the second part of Tosis. Let's go back to Rashi. And what would Rashi say? If the Baal would be Ma'arer after the Bifanai, according to the Maksha right now in the Gemara. So what's the Maksha's question? What does Pasale mean? Why? Because of what? Not last. What does Rashi say? Because he's not Kishnaim. It's Chad Gabi Chad. So what would be in the Reisha? Presumably, same thing. So we have a problem, right? Strange. Should we answer it now or finish the Tosfos first? What do you say? Your choice. It was holding so far? What do you want to do? Should we answer for Rashi? Okay, answer for Rashi. I tell you what I think. I mean, the safe way to go is, Yinachanami, Tosfos said it for him. Yeah, Rashi have to say, is it not a derechik? Tell me, it's not a derechik that the coin to this Maksha, the Gemara, Yeshua, Tosfos himself is going to ask this Kasha. One of the Kasha is going to ask on this assumption that Laz Pasos is that it doesn't sound that the Yeshua of Oren goes on the Reisha. So we want Rashi to stay with this. I mean, Tosfos doesn't like it, so why should Rashi want to accept such a derechik, right? It's a very big difference between Rashi's take on Upasale of Chad Bari Chad and what Tosfos is saying. For Tosfos, the aid is really like Shnayim. What's the Chad Asi Baal Mar Pasalei? It's a special din that it's gonna pass him inside the Laz. Who's the Mimotzi the Laz? The Baal. Some other person is gonna come and be Motzi and start saying things. He's gonna create a Laz to pass him the get. Obviously not. It's a din the Baal. It's in the Baal. The Baal, he can't make an ear of the Etzem. It's going to be a lies. But it's the Baal, because the Baal said it. That makes a lies, and that lies will pass. Says Tosis, the same way the Sefer, the Mishnah, says if the Baal is Ma'arer on a Get Beret Yisrael, it's going to now require Kiyum because maybe it's Mizuyas. So too, if the Baal is going to say it's shul l'shmar mezuyif in the reisha, and after before night, according to this maksha in the Gemara, the Baal saying that is going to create a laz and pasul the get. So you have to say it's kain b'chostov in the reisha too. According to Rashi, Rabosai, inochinami, the din is clear. The chips fall when they do. If the Baal will come after Bifana, according to this maksha of the Gemara, before the Gemara says made a dike, the Baal is going to come after the Shriach and say, Shalom Ishma, or whatever, it's going to be Chad Barichad. Fine, it's true. But does that mean, by definition, that the word, that clause of the Mishnah and what lies within it, the Im Yesh Alav Oren Skaim Bechosmav, belongs in the Reisha? Or are we talking about two separate issues? What is the Mishnah at the end discussing? What's Yesh Olav Oren Skaim Bechosmav? What kind of halacha is that? It's Chad Barichad? What is it? It's halacha that the Baal could be ma'arer on the get. For the Biskar Rav, what is it? It's a din of Alistat. Let's get the Biskar Rav out. What do we think it is? For that Biskar Rav, what do we think it was? The Baal is a what? It's about davar. To say that the get, that you want to be married, you can't marry. The Kenyan of Kiddushin is still holding you back from remarrying. I am tying as a baldavar. That is a special din in Eretz Yisrael. She could remarry without the Fanai, but the Baal could be married as a baldavar. That's the din of Sefer. The din of Bifani is a takana that the Eidachad, Mishamiguna, the Mekel, to allow him to believe as an Eidachad. Now, you should know, an Eidachad could be contradicted by any other Eidachad, be it the Baal, be it anybody. That's not the say for the Mishnah, that's a definition. Of course it's true. Of course it would come out that way. Yeah, that's the Cheshbon. But that doesn't mean that in Yeshavar, the Baal could be like another Eidachad. But it's not the din of the Sefer. The din of the Sefer is the din of the Baldavar. Or the Biskarav calls the Balashtar. That's the din. It's Kai B'chosav of the Sefer. Don't tell me that belongs in the Reisha. That doesn't belong in the Reisha. The Reisha is a din of the Fanai. He's believed like an Echad, Mishum Iguna. If there'll be an Echad, whoever it is who contradicts him, then you'll need Kiyom. In Lachinami, you'll need Kiyom. But that's not the din of the Sefer. Masha Egan, according to Tosfos, where the halacha of Laz is because he's the Baal. And he's the one that's saying it, therefore it's going to create a laz. So the same way the Baal can be ma'ar in the Sefer in Eretz Yisrael requiring Kiyom, so according to this Maksha, if the Baal will come in Motzi Laz after the Fanai, Vivaiti is kind of a chosmav, because he, the Baal, is being Motzi Laz on the get. So Tosfos has a problem. And that was why he didn't like the Yesh Lefarish of Tosfos, of the first Pshat of Tosfos, because it comes out that that clause really could have just as well gone in the Reisha, and it doesn't sound that way. Rashi in a chinami, chad b'chad will actually play out in the Reisha too, according to the Maksha of the Gemara. I grant you that. But that doesn't mean that you have a problem that the Lashon HaMishnah is going on the Reisha. It's not. The Lashon HaMishnah is the din of the Baal being ma'arer, kishnayim, and whatever mahalach it is that he can be ma'arer. That's the din of the Sefer. The fact that after Bifani, some aid could contradict the Shliach. Baal could be the Chad, it could be anybody else. That could be true, but that's not Shaykh to the Sefer of the Mishnah. So it's Pasha for Rashi that this Kash of Tosis would not hold. And then Nela, same thing for Rava. So I think it's really, I don't know how much in Shia maybe we did bring it up, but not as strongly, right? But this is Pashit, how Rashi would differ from Tosis, even though, again, at first glance, the issues Tosis has brought to the fore in some ways seems to be an issue for Rashi too. Rashi's picture is Chad L'Barichad, and Tosis' picture is Laz, but Tosis is raising the issue that seemingly for Rashi has to deal with it, but I think it's really different. For Rashi, it's not a problem. Even though the din would be that way, according to this Maksha, it would require his kind, but it's not that the Mishnah's clause, the last sentence, goes on the Reish. Okay. Ad Khan, the first half of Tosis. So what we did so far, both sides, is point out how to learn carefully Tosis, even again, with the Torah's Gittin, even if you learn like Tosis Rashi's mashma. Tosis going within Rabba. Tosis can still say what he said, that Yiskayim Bechoslov could go on the Reisha, and there'll be the Laz of Mizuyev, but in the Mela, there won't be anything to counter that with the Bifanai. That would have been true in the Sefer, and that would have been the case had there not been a psul of the Baal, because it would be Neman Legabe Kiyum as well. And this is part one of Tosis. Yeah, Shalom. Well, the Chad u'Barichad according to Rashi, you may think it should be Kishnayim or something like that. No, it's the Biskarav's Kashin. I mean, the Biskarav answers for Lishma. Why wouldn't it be Kishnan Mugabi Rav? In other words, Rashi should have still. Why did Rashi kind of leave it hanging as if it would be the same thing? No, so well,
mm-hmm. No,
the Mishnah's talking about Eretz Yisrael. There was no Bifanai. Rashi's talking. The Gemara's talking about after Bifanai. The Mishnah's case is Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah of Orin Eretz Yisrael, where there was no Bifanai. The Gemara's Maksha is going that if you make a Mishmiguna, but you're going to leave to a Chum of the Baal Zemi Ma'ara. So that's the Kasha Biskarab. He's Kishnayim. You're saying go back to Kasha the Biskarab, basically. So I think that the answer could be that I'm not sure it's such a Kasha. I thought about this. I don't hear the Kasha so strongly. He's Kishnayim. Okay, I don't want to explain it so well, but Chori, your point is well taken. No, the Biskarab's Kasha comes back. Okay. There's a way maybe to answer it, but yeah. Rashi leaves it, sounds like from Rashi, it's Chad Gabi Chad, Bengal Rava. Why isn't it Kishnayim? Okay. But that's clear. Rashi says it's not Kishnayim. Tosis presumably holds it's Kishnayim, but Tosis is only an issue of Laz. Tosis for now is assuming Laz Pasos. What is accomplishment? Maho Ilu. The whole Ilu is that he won't be Motzi Laz. For Rashi, Ho'ilu, that we know is Lishma. What about for Rava? For Rashi? Ho'ilu, that it won't be the din of the Baal. What? You have to know, go back to that point. You know, in Rashi, according to Rava, what did it do for us? Inside the Baal. No, don't know. Maybe we're left with the Chad Gabi Chad. Okay, but that's what Tosa says further. The last part of the Mishnah will go in the Resha. For Rashi, that's not really correct a formulation. It wouldn't be the din of the Sefer going in the Resha. Tosis doesn't like this first Mahalach. And he says, number one, Ein Yira L'ri. Lefarish Kain, She Pasa Mishum Raz, because Kimon Shu Kasha. So first of all, the Ri says, it doesn't seem correct that it should be pasim shemlas. We presume it's kasher. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. It doesn't say im yeshu lavoran in the resha, which according to the first pshat would have to be going on the resha too. Therefore, says the Ri, pasale means that it's a bad thing. He'll make the get into a get that people think are pasal, but the get is really kasher. Okay, ask the masha. According to the Ri, that the Gemara doesn't mean pasale mamish. So what about the kasha that Tosis had before? A maho ilu. Sounds like the Ri never had that kasha. Why not? What did Tosis ask? The first point Tosis made on part one of Tosis was Maisakadakta Mahani Kimikati Ikolaz. So Tosis says, well, because most times people won't come. According to the Ri, what was before Bifanai? Why would they matake in Bifanai? Tosa said before, because otherwise what would be? The Baal could be Ma'ara. That's what Tosa said in the beginning of the Sugya, right? The Baal could be Ma'ara. So now what did you do? You had the manas of the Shriach Mishum Iguna. So all you're asking is, it'll be a Chumra. Maho Ilu. Does Laz Pasuk for the Ri? Yes or no? Does Laz Pasul? No. So what's our concern? The Baal B'Ma'ar, it's not a Gishmak that should be Laz. So they metak in the Funai. And what if the Baal come now? It'll be the same issue. So why didn't Tosis have to retrace his steps now and say, but that issue, we have to speak out what we said before? The Tosis sounds like, we're good, we're fun with that. That what we said before was only in the Gea, the first Mahalach and Tosis. Once with the Ri, we're free of that. So the Maram Shin says, maybe in a Chinami, the Ri will have to go back and say that particular point you have to say for the Ri as well. That's not Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat is, the Masha assumes, that what we're finished with the first part of Tosis, there's no loose ends according to the Ri. The Ri is clear. Laz doesn't Pasa. This Maksha never thought the Pasa to get with the Kasha, the Gemara. Chumra, who means there'll be a bad thing, there'll be a Chumra, that there'll be a Laz. We don't like a get with the Laz on it. So I ask you, but if the original takana was that the Baal shouldn't be Ma'arer, and what's the Baal going to do? He'll be Ma'arer, there'll be a Laz. Laz doesn't pass according to the Ri. So what do we gain with Bifanai to begin with? What about that Kasha? Where do we lose that Kasha in the second part of Tosis? So the Masha says some words which can be lend themselves to different interpretations. We went a certain way. Maybe it's Mamish the Masha, maybe it's Lufi, the Ikvos the Masha. But this is how I knew the Masha learned Tosis is going on Rava, because of what he says. He didn't say Mefurish. Tosis and Rashi, it's come out Mefurish, they're going on Rava. The Masha says on this Kasha, Yesh gedaktek fi ma shpir shvil kamad de pasel rav davka tikshli mai sakadayt de mani befanai ha kati galas u mi karanami lo habi alas kid kam a stamps have mig magmiri because you can't tell me what gas would pass with him shim gas be am yifsa get kim de kemach u kasher tosa says that we wouldn't pass because of that. So Masha says vade me kara before befanai im yabo vi ar ha get pasel the chashin and the meuta, the la'odef mi mevi get beret Yisrael, the ena omer befanai ve'ur iur im yarad ketanik masisin kai bechosma. So Masha says that before befanai, it would be like Eretz Yisrael. It would be an iur because chashin and meuta. So first of all, chashin and meuta means we're talking rabba or rabba, rabba. So that's how I know the Masha learned Tosis is not like the Mara. It's going in rabba. Masha says, "Upasus chashin al miuta." So, we're choshes al miuta. Masha means we're choshes al miuta. We wanted to say maybe like this, that there's a difference between the laws that exist before Befanai and the laws that exist after Befanai. Both cases there's a laws. But the issue is that before Befanai, you can't say we now have an assertion that the get is kosher. We haven't heard anything about that. So then, Chashin al-Miyuta will mean that there, the Laz has room to grab on to that Miyuta and create a psul mishum Laz. That's what the Masha could mean, or we could say based on the Masha. So that's the Duke HaLashon of Tosis. The Reed doesn't like the first part of Tosis because he says, ain't nearer that it can be pasul mishum Laz. Kiva de Kimlan Shu Kasha. Kimlan means why? Because of the Befanai. So you're asking Maho Ilu. Maho Ilu is as follows. If before Befanai, then what's our concern? That there'll be a Baobi Ma'arer and there'll be a Laz, and the Laz that will enter into a get that we have not heard from anyone that the get is fine, that the Shulach said Befanai, that type of a Laz will be able to creep into the Chashin al Meyuta. The fact that there's such a Miyut and we haven't been able to plug that hole with the Befanai, so such a Laz will pass the get. So then, of course, there's a benefit to the Befanai that there's no longer going to be a Psul Mamish. But nevertheless, Igmar can say, it'll be a Chumra that there'll be a Laz anyway. But the Reed can hold that without the Befanai, there would be a Psul based on the Laz. Not that the Masha would mean that there'll be Psul Be'etzem. It'll be a Psul because of the Laz. But the Laz will be able to pass in a context, in the absence of the Befanai, the Laz will take hold and create a real Psul. Whereas after the Befanai, that's what the Reed is saying, that the Laz will not pass. That's how we suggested for the Masha. Okay, so this is really running up well, the Cheshbon of Tosis. Keep in mind the context. All of this discussion is all within one line of the Gemara. Correct? Which line of the Gemara? The Gemara is asking on the assumption Rabba within Rava, the Mishimu gonna kill Barabanan, but the Kuo leads to a Chumra. So the Gemara is assuming that the Befanai accomplished something, but the Kuo is not a good thing because he should have better been requiring two and not have to deal with the Chumra coming afterwards. What is this Chumra? The Baal Kamaru Pasale. Now we have Rashi's Pshat, Chad Gavi Chad, we have Tosfos Pshat of Laz, but within Laz we have now that Yiparad Lishnei Rashim. There's the Laz that can pasul, and then the implications of that would be that what it accomplished to begin with, Tosus says that he won't come. And what about the Lashna Mishnah? So then Tosus assumes it will go on to Mishnah too. And then we have the other Mahalach of the Reed that it would be a Laz, but not a Laz that passes. It's just a Laz that would be uncomfortable. We don't want that. Any way you look at it, the Gemara gives a Teretz. What's the Teretz of the Gemara? Medek Daik, and he won't come, and it won't be any problem later on because it's Medek Daik. We give him a full Nemanus like Shnayim for Tosus, for Rashi, and for Tosus it's not going to be a Laz either. Okay, just a little bit quickly on the Hemshacha Gemara. When we take the Medek Daik, let's go right to the heart of the issue of Yadati. The Gemara is going to talk about why each one doesn't hold the other one, right? So, Rabba and Rabba, why each one doesn't accept the Mahalach of the other. So, when it talks about Rabba not learning like Rabba, so the Gemara says because it doesn't say Lishma. Right? So then Rabbi had to respond because of Megas Gaius. He can't have the Seilah Shema before us because he may have to be Mishan Madbeya. So here is Rashi mentioned. So what exactly, where is the Lishma being stated by according to Rabba? So here Rashi has two possibilities. Either we follow up and ask, or Stama Lishma. Rashi earlier only said what? Shalina Le. So that we had the Kibbe Eger's Mahalach, we had our own Mahalach. If it's our Mahalach was that if it's Kibbe Eger might be totally in whether it's everything or only Lishma. So Stama Lishma can only make sense if it's going on more limited issue. That's what Rashi is over here saying, Stama Lishma. We wanted to say that if it was a real chash, then we need a higher standard of a biur, and therefore you need to have shalina lei. Whereas here, we've reduced it to something much less. It's after Lo Bikin Hain, and therefore Rashi could allow for Stama Lishma. That was what we said. Okay, then we go the other way. Rabba not holding like Rava, and the issue had to do with why Bifanai Nechtam had to be stated according to Rava. And that's what Rava says, it must be for Lishma. And Rava's response was that you need to throw in front of Nechtav, otherwise you might come to make a mistake and think that Kiyum can be done with one aid. Therefore you have to do something that makes this different, differentiating it from other Kiyum stars. That's the front of Nechtav. And then Rava thought that would not happen, such a mistake, because of the various differences that you find in the Lishonos. Hasam Yadin Hocha Bifanai, Hocha Isha Mehemna, Isha Mehemna over here, Hasam Baldavra Mehemna, Hocha Baldavra Mehemna, and Rabbi responds, but here too, Ki Ami Yadina Mila Mehemni. And therefore, Asir Achufi is still a concern. So here we have Machokis Rashi and Tosis. What does the Gemara mean? Let's take the gear so that half here, Ki Ami Yadina Mila Mehemni. What does Rabbi mean in effect? So Rashi's Shita is that according to Rabbi, you don't need to mamash say the words bifanai nechta. You could say, just as well, you could say what Lashon? Yadati. So either Rashi's girsa was yadati, or yadina means all the cases of yadati. This is how Rashi assumes. Therefore, the asil chufi concern remains a concern, and that's what they had to say bifanai nechta, because you could say yadayani, yadati would work. Tosis did not accept that. Tosis pshat was different. Tosis says that the Gemara doesn't mean that Dati was Dati does not work. We'll see why in a minute. The Gemara means that Yadinan works. Since you could do a classic Kiyum Shtaros over here in the Yadinan, so therefore there's enough overlap that could still make us think that when you have a funny Nechtam, that you can also be Kiyum with one aid. Because you see, you could do classic Kiyum of Yadinan here, so that could also lead to Asir Chufi. Why does Tosis fundamentally argue on Rashi? Oh, and what does Rabba hold? That would not, that Yadina would not work. Right? Okay? That's true. Okay, for Rashi, Rabba and Rabba arguing that Yadati works. According to Tosus Pshat, that is Yadinan is Bedafka Yadinan, then Machok Rabba and Rabba would be, does Yadinan work by get? Right? Why does Tosus argue on Rashi? What's the svara behind it? Why can't Yadati work? So what does Tosus resort to? Why not? Why doesn't Yadati work? Because what is the basis for the special nemanis of the shliach? The basis for the nemanis is, the Gemara says, why is he kishnayim at the end of the day? Why do you believe him against the bazir? Why? Medak daik. Says Tosis, the medak daik only has teeth if he has to say what words out there in front of the shnayim? Bifanai. Bifanai. That puts him on a limb, that puts him out. That's where the medak daik kicks in. But to say Yadiyani, that doesn't have the same kind of assertion that you can sort of say face more, that doesn't have the Midik Daik behind it. That's what Tosu says, that's why Yadati doesn't work, even according to Rava, and the Gemara didn't mean that at all, the Gemara meant Yadina. Just one other Nukuda that came out of this, without being anything aside, Lamaisa, according to Rava, when Bifanei Nechtav is said, so is it just filler? Or ultimately, are you actually saying something of substance? Namely, is there ultimately a declaration of some information, namely what? Even according to Rava. What does Rabbi Nechtav according to Rava mean? What am I testifying about? That it was Nechtav le'shma. When Rava puts in before Nechtav b'shem echlufe, does that ultimately also mean that he has to tell me something that is Nechtav l'shma? That's apparently which Rishon said that, L'chaira? remembers the Ramban. And that's how the Ramban Mefurish answers Tosis Kasha from the Mishnah of Chetzio Rishon. L'maisa, if you're not going to talk about the full get or the important part of the get in the Fanei Nechtav as Lishma, you haven't really fulfilled the Chufa either, because you need to tell me something. And Tosus would hold that it seems to be just an issue of filler, but even the filler has to be on the eager part of the get, because otherwise it doesn't have the accomplishment of differentiating it. But L'maisa, it doesn't sound like you're really giving me information per se about Lishma. It's just simply a way of differentiating the total picture. Okay. There's other cheshbonos that you see the Tosus in this stuff, but this hopefully was helpful. There's any questions on any of today? Any questions? Good, let's do a chumash.